Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
And the problem with Lieberman is, see, you know, he has kind of the suicide bomber kind
of. Okay, Dylan, this is the most significant reform of the healthcare system.
We come here in Copenhagen because climate change poses a grave.
If there were any way to charge this mother and put her here at the jail, investigators
you
say.
You have been tweeting me.
You are going to hell.
Keep that in mind there, Rick. World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 a.m. on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about in the Alice in Wonderland through the looking glass of talk radio, where we tell you about the news, the world, and you. Jessica Simpson threatens to sue Star Magazine for linking her to Tiger Woods. And joining us this hour, Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, as we talk with her about this story in Florida, a mom who apparently, and you just heard a little bit of the audio there, a mother who is under fire from some of the people that follow her on Twitter because she tweeted after her son's death. That's the allegation. A Florida mother being criticized by bloggers and Twitter users for posting a tweet less than an hour after her two-year-old son drowned in a swimming pool at her home. Now, my understanding was the tweet was actually put online before this baby died, but I could have that wrong. According to the news, she tweeted less than an hour after her two-year-old son drowned in a swimming pool at her home. Her name is Shelley Ross, 38 years of age. She's a stay-at-home mom. She lives outside Patrick Air Force Base, where her husband serves. This is in Merritt Island, Florida. She posted a message asking that people pray for her son after he'd fallen into the family's swimming pool. Brian, her son, died at a hospital less than an hour after paramedics responded. She apparently has 5,000 followers on Twitter. She's called Military Mom. She also has a blog. And since the tweet, she's been criticized for taking the time to send out the message. In other words, she should have been concentrating, obviously, either on the death of her son or mourning her son or something along those lines. Joining us is Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. We're going to talk a little bit about not only that story, but similar things that have happened in your community, Bobby, and we thank you very much for joining us. I mean, this has got to be the worst thing in the world for a mother.
Well, Phil, there's no doubt that losing a child is the greatest tragedy that any parent can undergo. I don't know what the circumstances were surrounding the death of this child. I can tell you that in our community, we've had similar situations to deal with. And you try as much as you can to be sympathetic. But I have to tell you that there does come a time when the tragedy of people, no matter what it is, does not necessarily mean that life has to end for everyone else.
This lady wasn't really asking that everybody stop what they were doing and pay attention to her. She was posting about her son.
But she was, because I do use Twitter and I do use Facebook, and as does my husband Steve and those of us who sit on our Homeowners Association board, and you can jam up the news feed with a lot of sometimes very unnecessary clutter. I'm not saying that she should not mourn her son, but there are people that use Twitter and Facebook for a lot of things that are important to them, and I don't know, again, about this story.
You mentioned that you were having an end-of-the-year meeting on the books and the finances for the Homeowners Association, and there was a woman there who had suffered something similar?
Well, it's a little bit different. What happened for us, I basically live-blog all of our meetings. We have our Homeowners Association meetings once a month. I do live-blog them. I do post on Twitter and on Facebook some of the decisions that we're making so that our community can stay current in real time. And we were having the end-of-the-year meeting, which includes going over our books, and Karen Johansson is one of our media contact people. She had called me, and she had said that her infant daughter had apparently died overnight from what she told me was SIDS.
Sudden infant death syndrome?
That's my understanding, yes. And, of course, we have our books that we're doing, and we need her as our media contact. Because we do get a fair number of people writing for our local newspaper here in Western States.
All right. Now, you're located in the Valley in Los Angeles, so do you have interest from the Daily News?
There's a number of newspapers and a number of radio outlets and bloggers that are interested in our books.
So this lady calls you. She must have been absolutely heartsick.
Absolutely, Phil. As a matter of fact, Steve took the call, and you said it was very difficult for her to understand her?
Yeah, I could understand. She was saying she's crying and everything.
Steve took the call and said that it was very difficult to understand her, but I took the phone, and because of my role as a homeowners association president, people here see me as the go-to girl, put it the way they put it, and you know, you want to show that you're in control, and I showed her that I was listening to her, and I told her to calm down, and what happened. And she tells me that Serenity, her daughter, had died overnight, and I said, what from? And that's when she said SIDS. Now, if you're familiar with this term, you do know that it has been used in the past by some parents, some. I'm saying, who has actually murdered their children. So the first thing that really comes into my mind when I hear that is, I want to reserve judgment. I don't want to appear overly solicitous if, in point of fact, something like that happens.
How well do you know this woman?
Oh, I've known her for years. She's been on our homeowners association. She's been our media contact person for 7 years.
So you know her pretty well. Is this a person that you suspected of having murdered her own daughter?
I don't know. I always believed that she was a very, very good friend. I trusted her with my own children. We did a lot of babysitting for each other. We've had her and Dave to our house I don't know how many times. But when I heard that she said the daughter died from SIDS, and I knew that I had a room of some 900, Steve?
About 1,200.
We had over 1,000 people waiting to hear our report on the finances of the Homeowners Association. We had two representatives from two newspapers, and we did understand that Channel 7 was going to be there. And now she's calling me to tell me that her daughter's dead. And the reason...
Well, did you have any reason to doubt this? I mean, this is quite a thing to say, that her daughter is dead.
No, I had no reason to doubt that her daughter was dead. None whatsoever. When she said SIDS, red flag.
That's red flag, Mr. Adams. People will sometimes kill the kid.
It is a red flag.
I understand that there have been instances of babies, infants, being murdered by parents, and sometimes they say, oh, gee, I don't know what happened, and they have this thing called sudden infant death syndrome, but I also know that it is a legitimate malady of some kind that they have not been too successful at diagnosing. So my question is, you doubted, though, that she was telling you the truth?
Well, Phil, I like to look at things very carefully. One of the reasons why I've been the Homeowners Association here, president here for a long time, is I do look at things very carefully. And I had to make a tough call. Sometimes SIDS is used as an excuse by parents who have suffocated their children with a pillow or...
They use a plastic bag, too.
What?
Plastic.
A plastic bag they use from the dry cleaning? You know that? I don't know if you've heard that, Phil.
I've heard a lot of different things. Your point is what?
Well, no, my point is simply this. I've got 800 people in a room who are waiting to hear the financial report of our homeowners association, two members of local newspapers, possibly a television station, and all of a sudden my main media contact person calls me and says, she can't be there, and she's using as an excuse.
You don't know that this is an excuse, though, Bobby, right?
No, but she's using as her story her daughter dying from something that people have said their kid died from when they've actually, you know, put a plastic bag over their head.
Yeah, so you don't know.
And I have to make a judgment call. And the judgment call I made was the following. I told her, I said, Karen, let's let the police look at this. And she got very angry with me. And I said, I said to her to calm down, that I'm the Homeowners Association president, and I want her to speak to me with some respect. Calm down. Let's see what the police turn up. And she's very angry now. Because,
well, Bobby, I got to tell you, I don't blame her for being angry. If you're intimating that the police are needed, you know.
I said to her, let's calm down. Get over to the meeting because we need you here as our media contact person. She said that there wasn't anybody there at the house, that Dave was at work. I said, well, the baby has been dead a week. And she said, yes. And I said, so it is obviously wherever it is, so you're not having to look at the corpse. And she said, my God, I'm planning a funeral. And I put all of this together in a way, and I really came out with the following thing. I think she's stalling me.
No, wait. She just lost her baby daughter, okay?
Yes, she lost her baby daughter. But I have to look at these books, and I need my media contact person there. Is she stalling me because she doesn't want to come to the meeting because she wants to do something else?
Well, she's grieving her daughter.
She may be grieving her daughter, but it's been a week. That's number one. And number two,
if she had something to do with it.
If she had something to do with it.
But, Bobby, a week, I don't think, is hardly enough time to grieve the death of a baby.
I agree with you, but I think it's enough time to grieve it enough so that you can at least get down to a Homeowners Association meeting. What happened, Phil, at this meeting, by the way, we were questioned very stringently about our expenditures. And I needed a go-to person for the media. She wasn't there. She was at home doing whatever she was doing, grieving. I'm not saying she should grieve. I'm saying a week is enough to grieve to the point where, Steve...
Well, you got enough to grieve out. You're still grieving, but you got enough out where you go do the media.
Where she can do her job. Okay? And again, because you've suffered a tragedy, it doesn't mean the world comes to a stop. And, you know, I said this at the meeting, and a lot of people said to me, I have to tell you, Ms. Dooley, you really say things that we think, but we're afraid to say. And you're really, really hitting the nail on the head.
So you got more sympathy for your point of view.
More sympathy for my point of view that, what's the holdup with Karen? Is the baby dead from SIDS, or did she smother it?
That's great.
All right, hold the line. 877-876-PHIL. Here's a mother who lost her baby to SIDS. According to Ms. Dooley, that is a coin toss. Either she smothered it or the kid really died from SIDS, and she needed her at this Homeowners Association meeting as a media contact person. And just because you suffer a tragedy doesn't mean that the world has to stop. Now, I don't know whether or not that's the case. I don't know if Bobby, you're saying, if just one more point here, if you're saying that this lady in Florida, this poor woman in Florida who apparently her son drowned.
What I'm saying, in a lot of ways, my main point is that it's very selfish for people to lose their kids, who do lose their kids, to expect the rest of us to mourn them. We do have our own lives.
But what about sensitivity?
Yes, sensitivity, to a point. But this, you know, becoming a professional griever.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL is our number here. 877-876-PHIL, a professional griever. All right, we'll be back with Bobby Dooley and the story of the woman whose baby died, and that was not enough for Ms. Dooley and the Homeowners Association to allow her to miss a meeting on finances. And, of course, the woman in Florida who tweeted that her son had died, was she jamming up the news feed of Twitter and Facebook with these messages? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
I think you're twisting my words.
Famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back to our show, 877-876-PHIL. When we talk about the death of a child, especially in Florida, a woman who went on Twitter and asked people to pray for her son who had drowned, it is trauma like no other. It is trauma compounded. With us is Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association, where you had this very tragic occurrence in your homeowners association. The child was an infant and died from SIDS, and the woman whose baby died was your media contact person. Did you ever think that, and we're going to get to some phone calls here, Bobby, so you can talk to our listeners, 877-876-PHIL, by the way, folks. Did you ever think that you just, the child died from SIDS, take her word for it and move on?
So, in my position as a Homeowners Association president, I cannot afford to look as if I don't know what's going on in my own community. When Karen said that the baby had died from SIDS, that was a red flag. I contacted the local police and using their anonymous tip line and said, there's a possibility, not a probability, but a possibility of a smothering or a...
Yeah, of a smothering.
Of a smothering. I gave them the address of Karen's house.
You're basing this all on the fact the woman said her daughter died from SIDS, and so you thought maybe the baby had been smothered.
You have to take that into consideration, and if that's the case, I cannot appear to look overly solicitous. I've got to get her to the meeting, because if it turns out that the baby was murdered by her, then my bringing her to the meeting will not look callous. It'll look as it should, that I know what I'm doing.
That my wife knows what you're doing. And the autopsy is not complete yet, the autopsy.
The autopsy is not complete yet, and we are hoping... And I shouldn't say this, but the baby's dead, so it really doesn't matter what they say, but we are hoping that it is determined the child had a bag or...
Well, a bag got slipped.
That a plastic bag was slipped over its head.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, what? Just so you look right?
No, not because I look right, Phil. It would confirm what we had suspected.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. Listening to us in Akron, Ohio, is Debbie. Debbie, you're on with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi. I am shocked that these folks from this Homeowners Association are so cold-hearted. I don't understand. They must not have children, and they obviously have never lost a child, but I think it takes a bit longer than a week to grieve for a child.
Absolutely. But we feel that enough of the grief is done so that you can assume your responsibilities.
A week is not enough,
as our
ma'am. I'm sorry, but obviously I work at a children's hospital, and I've seen children die.
The baby did die.
And I've seen parents grieve.
Yeah.
And it's longer than a week before normal business takes place. So I don't know exactly your situation with your homeowner's problem.
Where did you live?
Where did you
say
you work?
Obviously, the death of this child is more important to this woman and the grieving process than the problems that you're facing. And I'm just shocked that you are acting like this.
Yeah, where did you work?
What's that? I'm sorry.
I said I'm shocked that a woman would be so cold-hearted about another woman
no,
losing
no,
her child.
No, you're very, very wrong. You're very wrong.
That's all I've been hearing on the radio.
Then allow me to explain. First of all, SIDS is often used by parents that have smothered the child.
You have no proof of that.
Well, we know that the police know that the parent will say, it looks like SIDS.
Yeah, and the baby
But you have no proof of that. You even said that she watched your children and you had no problem with that.
To assume that
someone has killed their own child is pretty serious. And I just think you're wrong to expect her to come back to work so soon.
But I would tell you this. We had a very important meeting. She's my media contact person. If she's trying to take the day off, as my husband says, I don't know if you're married, but they use this term, screw the pooch.
I can't.
You're saying the woman's screwing the pooch?
I just can't believe that you're talking like this about a woman who has lost her child.
Exactly. Debbie, hold on for a minute. We'll be right back. World Famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley about the death of this child at Western Estates in Florida. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry.
Phil, our number 877-876-PHIL. Before we get back to Bobby Dooley, let me play for you just a couple of pieces of audio from the story that that really got us on the line with Bobby and Steve. Florida mom under fire for tweet after son's death. A lot of people felt she shouldn't be Twittering after her son had drowned in a swimming pool. People thought that it was inappropriate for her to be Twittering. Here is psychiatrist Dr. Jeffrey Lieberman talking about the Twitter mom during an interview on Fox and Friends.
This is either, depending on how you look at it, this is either a grotesque example of inappropriate behavior, self-induced invasion of privacy, oversharing on the internet, or it's an example of a traumatic grief reaction gone viral. The social media have begun to pervade our lives. People are using them. And as phenomena occur in their lives, they're using them in ways that have not been used before and exposing a broader segment of the population to events that are not just intimate or informative, but also in some ways shocking and raising questions about propriety and what is the motivation of people in doing so.
Okay, Bobby, comment.
You know, I love that you played that. I couldn't agree more with the doctor. People, when they are looking for, I guess, sympathy, they will do something that is called smoking out the celebrities. And what you do is you put on internet or on the Twitter, my son just drowned. What you're hoping to do is to get Alyssa Milano or Lauren Bacall. Did you know that Lauren Bacall has a Twitter account? Phil?
No, I did not. I don't. Lauren Bacall, the actress.
One of the greatest actresses that ever lived. Well, she doesn't tweet that much, and so if you say, my son died, you'll get a response from her, maybe. The same holds true, I think, with Karen Johansson and Dave. If you say, my son died of SIDS, you're hoping maybe to get out of your responsibilities at our homeowners association meeting. Where we're planning on purchases for the year, fashion shows, and their impact with our charities. I have to be alerted to that.
But the question of your insensitivity to the possibility that this woman is actually telling the truth and lost a child.
Phil, the question to that I will answer with two words. Hillary Clinton. Women that are strong, like myself, and I say that with all modesty.
She really has done it.
All right, Steve. Women that are strong and have positions of power, people want to tear you down. They want to not only tear you off the pedestal, but in a lot of ways they want to work out some rape fantasy. I don't doubt that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton gets those kinds of letters. I know there are women in my homeowners association who have almost a rape fantasy about me.
Well, I don't want to get into that because it sounds very ghoulish and probably inappropriate. We're talking about a woman that lost her child and your response to that, Ms. Dooley, not the other way around. Here is Chris in Atlanta. Chris, you're on with Bobby Dooley here on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
I was getting
okay,
to that.
I think this woman's insensitive and she's a monster. And how can she even think to even accuse someone that she supposedly is a friend of? I really don't want to be your friend. I mean, if you treat your friends like this, who wants? I mean, really.
Well,
and
I,
the other thing is, if you're
the
president, shouldn't you have the information already about the economics? Shouldn't that be information that you should already very irresponsible?
We have, apparently you're not familiar with that. We have media. I needed her as my media contact. Okay.
No, you didn't need her for media contact. If she just lost her child and you're accusing her of having killed her own child, I think the person I need the media contact is you, with a psychiatrist.
No, I'm saying,
to put this doubt in people's minds, and I think that you're a very weak, sad person to
no,
even have to
I'm
go
very
there.
Strong.
Really?
Well, you know, I'm
really,
very strong.
You're
that's why people don't like me.
And the media
and, they don't
and the
like
TV
what,
and these mm-hmm, other individuals mm-hmm, should understand mm-hmm, if she lost a child, to reschedule this.
Ask her the question.
Well, I have to ask you a question. Do you live in a gated community?
Excuse me?
Do you live in a gated community? You don't even know what that is, do you? A gated community is a community that has security gates. That's where we live. So maybe you don't understand, you know, what
so
you're talking about.
What does a security gate have anything to do with what's happened?
Because we have a very exclusive neighborhood.
Then okay, you know, this woman should have
mm-hmm,
an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 1,000 people in your homeowners association,
yes, very
then you should, this woman should have an assistant who has the same shared information, who should mm-hmm, be able to substitute for her or anyone else who has need to be there as a representative
that,
of another.
But that is
I
something
mean,
that I
make,
have to decide.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's something that I have to decide.
And well, how in your right mind can you...
homeowners association president. I beg your pardon.
How in your
you know,
right
you're talking
mind
over
you
what I'm saying. You're talking over what I'm saying. And you're not
saying,
letting me finish.
You're saying that
all right, well,
a gate.
We have a gated community. Yes.
Uh-huh.
See, you think the death of this child is funny, not me. I'm the one that is saying that she is required at our meeting. And when you say that a child died from SIDS, you are saying that it's 50-50. The child either died from SIDS or had...
It's not your place
to
call it, though. Don't you see
mm-hmm,
that? It's not your place to call that. And if this
no,
is your
no,
friend,
no, don't
this
you
is the person
see
in your community,
it is.
You're,
it
you're,
is my place.
Are you a forensic person? Is
well,
that
let me
your
ask
profession?
You, if someone murdered their child and you said, oh, that poor lady, and you found out later that the child was murdered, you'd look like an ass, wouldn't you? You would.
I'd rather look like the sympathetic person that gave the benefit of the doubt than to think that
mm-hmm,
I have a murderer living in my subdivision. Yeah, you're right.
I'd rather look that way,
yes.
The lady's missing the point. My wife hasn't been. She can't afford to look stupid like this lady can. She's got to be right about it.
She's looking more stupid
exactly,
now. Sorry,
exactly.
Fred.
Well, to you,
I mean,
but you don't even know what a gated community is. So.
I don't think so. I think if you hear the calls, you would realize
mm-hmm,
that really she should not take that.
I've never been one. I've really never been one to go along with the crowd. Maybe you are, but I go with the truth.
I have never would have encountered.
Well, you love. I think most people in my position would have acted the same way, whether they're a man or a woman. And I don't think you understand.
You don't understand what my wife's got to do and everything.
All right. Chris, thank you very much for your call. I think your points were very well made. Our number 877-876-PHIL. We're taking phone calls here for Bobby and Steve Dooley on this woman who lost her son and went on Twitter to talk about it, and Ms. Dooley saying that they had a similar situation at the Homeowners Association for She Works. A woman lost her child to SIDS. Bobby feels that SIDS may be an excuse for a lot of parents who have actually killed their kids, so she didn't want to seem overly solicitous and wanted that woman at a homeowners meeting that they were planning.
You know, you're putting a lot of words into my mouth.
No, I don't think I am. I think that's exactly what you said. You said you didn't want to seem overly solicitous.
I said I didn't want to look like most of these people would have looked. Oh, I'm so sorry your child died. And then a week later the police say, we found the child with a belt around its neck. And then you feel really stupid.
I don't know that is the first reaction. 877-876-PHIL. Matt, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Phil, I've never called the show before, but Mrs. Dooley, you've just made me absolutely sick to my stomach listening to what you have to say. And you're the most self-centered person I've ever heard in my life. All you talk about is your concern and how you feel. You don't look stupid. Are you serious? I mean, what planet?
Well, are you serious? Are you telling me are you telling me parents don't kill their children?
Yeah, innocent until proven guilty. Where do you live?
Mm-hmm.
Innocent until proven guilty. Are you serious?
I live in a gated community where
we
have a financial report.
You do, and you're not talking reality. You live in a gated community with a gated mind, and you're not
and
strong.
And what if they find out that the woman did murder her? What if they find out that they murdered the
child?
What if?
Listen to you. What if? Are you serious? Mm-hmm. You're going to accuse her of murder?
You're disgusting. You are a disgusting
human being. You are sick. You honestly are. You have to do a lot of thinking on your... You have to reflect and think about...
We have a man insulting a woman. Big deal. Oh, wow.
That's not a man insulting a woman. This gentleman...
No, this is just another man insulting a woman.
I'm insulting what you're saying. It's absurd to me. I can't believe it, man or woman. I'll tell your husband.
Well, why don't you stop with your insults and tell me what it is exactly I said that you find so offensive. I
said
that I said it's a 50-50 chance that she murdered the child.
You said this woman's a friend of yours, and yet you give it 50-50 that she murdered her own child. And the real reason is you need her at a meeting.
I do need her at the meeting, but I would be willing to give her the benefit of the doubt if the child had fallen out of the car or something like that. But no, it didn't. It was laying in a crib, apparently unmarked. I don't know.
All right.
Wow.
Matt, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Debbie on the Phil Henry Show. Debbie, go ahead. You're on with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Hi, thank you very much.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't call talk shows either, but hearing this lady, Ms. Dooley, Ms. Dooley, please, if I have the forum now, if you'll let me speak, you've had your chance. So please let me talk.
I haven't said a word.
Yeah, you're talking now. Let me talk, please.
No.
Let me talk. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, you are neither God nor judge nor jury. You do not have you don't have any authority to decide whether or not this person has a guilty or not guilty or anything. You have no reason to even try to justify the death of her child in any way. The fact is, as Homeowners Association president, I would fire you for one thing. You took upon yourself to doubt someone. You had no choice. You had no... There was no reason in your life that you should doubt this woman. The fact is, her child is dead, period. It has no...
I
didn't ask you a question.
There's a lot about this woman that needs to come out.
You said,
let the lady speak.
I heard you chastising a lady for talking over you. You are talking over me. I'm talking. I have not asked you any questions.
She's telling me my job.
I'm making my point. You've made yours. Now, again, my turn.
You have chastised
a woman for you made up something in your own head. You tried her, you judged her, and you decided that she was not worthy of being able to grieve for this child. It is not your place.
No,
you do not know
wrong.
How to make a
you're
person
wrong.
Grieve or stop them from grieving or create their grieving process. A person grieves in certain ways, and it's different for everyone. You do not have the choice. To tell somebody
so
they cannot
Oprah.
Grieve. You cannot.
Isn't that so Oprah?
You do
it's
not
so Oprah.
Have
all
right. the right.
Now, Bobby.
I
you do not have the right to take a person and choose whether you decided that they are guilty or not. It doesn't matter how this child died. The child is dead. The woman has to deal with that. It doesn't matter how the child died.
I bet you
it
makes you feel like a real big man yelling at a woman.
It doesn't matter how the child died. You have taken upon yourself a duty that is not part of your job. It's not your job to judge this woman, and you are talking over me.
If she murdered her daughter, no, you're talking over me.
No, you don't have that choice. You cannot make that choice.
You think it makes you feel like a big man to yell at me. I've been listening to her, Mr. Henry.
No, I'm not yelling at you.
Bobby, you're going,
Well, she says she's with the Homeowners Association.
If you were my Homeowners Association, I would let you go. I would say you need to go to some loony bin because you
I've
are not a decent human being. You do
I've
not have
too much power for that.
Well, Bobby, you are interrupting this lady. She's been trying to make her point.
I haven't said a word.
You've been going and then you said it makes her feel like a big man. You're talking to a woman.
Oh, really? I'm glad you clarified that because she's coming on like a man.
You haven't been quiet enough to listen.
I've listened to
you. You haven't let anyone talk. You have talked over every single body on this show. You have talked over every single person, not allowed them to get their point in. You haven't given them a place to rebut.
You sound like one of those women that likes to bring other women down.
And
you want to bring other women down. You want to bring other women down.
You are, you
Bobby,
you can,
let me jump in. Let me see if I can't. Let me ask a question here, Debbie. Bobby, what is it?
Can I talk now?
No, I'm asking a question. What is it about a woman saying, my child died, and I'd like to take some time. I can't make this meeting. Why can't you just let that woman do that?
Have you ever heard the phrase, spur the pooch?
Oh, come on, man. I mean, that's something that, men say when they're just, you know, screwing off on the job.
Well, how do I know she's not doing that? How do I know?
If she tells you that her
child. What is wrong with you, lady? What is the, what is really?
I don't doubt.
Do you?
Can I ask you a question, Phil? Mr. Henry, is the host there?
Because if you don't, you might need to.
Is the host there?
Yes, I'm here.
It doesn't matter. You are obviously, you've got some self-righteous, pious,
you know,
superiority complex that you think that you are above people to allow them a moment to grieve. It doesn't matter.
You know, you know what your problem is? Your problem is you don't live in a gated community like I do.
Okay.
All right. Scenario. She fell out of a car, maybe?
And I'm supposed to feel sorry for a woman that pushed her child out of a car.
She didn't push her kid out of a car. You said the kid died from SIDS, right? Is that what she said?
She said yes, but if she had murdered the child, am I supposed to be happy to see her come to the meeting? I guess Debbie here would want me to see her come to the meeting if she just put a bag over her kid and run it over with an SUV.
It's not your
run it over. All right, Debbie, thank you very much. I believe it's Debbie Ray. Thank you, Debbie Ray, for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
Debbie Ray.
That's the lady's name.
Yeah, her, Debbie Ray.
Oh, that's... Talk about ostentation.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley on The Phil Henry Show talking about the mother that tweeted following the death of her child. The Phil Henry Show.
Debbie Ray.
Phil Henry.
I've heard of Johnny Ray.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We're back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. You talk to, and we'll be back with more phone calls at 877-876-PHIL. We're with Bobby and Steve Dooley. The story here about a Florida mother who tweets after her son's death. The people thought that that was inappropriate. You agree with that, Bobby, and the woman who lost a baby at your homeowners association. You had a discussion with Miss Johansson, correct?
Well, I've had a lot of discussions with her, Phil.
Well, the one where you were talking about this connection?
Well, Phil, first of all, you have to understand, you're not a mother, and I know that you were a parent, but you're not a woman. We carry those children for 9 months. We know everything about what it is and everything. An infant you haven't known for that long. You just got to know this living being. So you're not as attached to it as you would be a 7 or an 8 or 9-year-old. Yes, you gave birth to it. Yes, there it is. And yes, physical things happen like lactation, but there isn't that real strong connection. So when she said to me, I've lost a child, okay?
Yeah.
I made a joke. Steve, you heard it. I said, no, you haven't lost a child. We know where it is. It's in a refrigerated drawer at the coroner's office.
And oh, God. Unbelievable.
And Mr. Henry, excuse me.
Unbelievable thing to say to a woman that just lost a baby.
Excuse me, but you're not a woman. And I said to her, I'm trying to lighten the mood because you know as well as I do. You didn't live with the child for 7 years, and the jury is still out, Phil, on whether she had something to do with its death.
Has there not been an autopsy or anything so we can put this ridiculous notion of yours to rest?
I'm sorry, but the coroner doesn't work on your schedule. All right?
He'll open that drawer when he gets to it.
Stop it.
Oh, you know what, Mr. Dooley? Your jokes are not funny, and since you're not a woman either, like I'm not a woman, I guess we couldn't be, we're not supposed to comment on this, according to your wife. 877-876-PHIL. I'd have very little time to get to a call here. We're going to go into another hour. I've got about 40 seconds, and I just don't want to go to another phone call. We'll go to another hour here. 877-876-PHIL is our number. The situation here, by the way, with the woman tweeting in Florida after the, I believe it was in Florida. Yes, it was in Florida. Is that she was grieving for the loss of her son or was very, very worried about this child's well-being. But nonetheless, the baby died and she is on Twitter. And a lot of people found fault with that. Ms. Dooley is saying that all she did was jam up the news feed and try to get Alyssa Milano's attention or something like that.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back at the World Famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
That is so wrong.
Go to talkradionetwork.com for more information.